It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Many people may not be familiar with a GAPS diet. GAPS is an acronym for Gut and Psychology Syndrome, developed by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. Now, our next guest is here to explain how detoxifying the intestinal tract and healing the gut is the first step to a healthier and happier body. Well, let's welcome Kim Schutte, certified GAPS practitioner and founder of BiodynamicWellness.com. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. So nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Explain to us how you work with the GAPS diet and the information of Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride.
Oh, great. Thank you. We started working with the GAPS diet in my practice in 2006. This was before Dr. Natasha had her certification program, but myself and two other nutritionists in my practice devoured her book. Prior to that, we have been using the specific carbohydrate diet for clients that we worked with obvious gut issues. But what we do now is we found that the advantage of the GAPS diet is not only does it remove the foods that are so troublesome to the gut, but it also focuses on the gut, the foods that are needed to actually heal the gut. The GAPS diet was developed by a neurologist, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. She had her oldest son was diagnosed when he was right around 3 or 4 years old with autism. As a neurologist, she, of course, went to her colleagues, started asking, what on earth do we do about this? And back in those days, there was very little awareness of autism. It was not a widespread disorder as it is today. Here in the United States, now we have an autistic rate of 1 in 50 children, 1 in 42 boys. Needless to say, though, Dr. Campbell McBride was extremely vested in the resolution of autism, so she ended up going back to school, got her PhD in nutrition, learned about the connection of the gut with the brain and neurotransmitter formation, and developed this diet that would actually help heal the gut lining and improve the production of neurotransmitters. So we take our clients through the GAPS diet. We use her book. We also use another book called the Heal Your Gut Cookbook by Hillary Boynton and Mary Brackett. And it's a wonderful book filled with recipes taking you from the very beginning stages of GAPS all the way to the end. And we use that along with biotherapeutic homeopathic drainage remedies, cod liver oil, digestive enzymes, and probiotics are our main focus with our clients using the GAPS diet.
Can you give us a few of the do's and don'ts when it comes to the GAPS diet? What should we be eating and what do we really need to remove?
Okay, with the GAPS diet, and we always try to focus on how full the glass is rather than the glass being half empty. Although, of course, we do have to eliminate foods, so we start by emphasizing what's in the diet, which is very gelatinous-rich meat stocks and stews, and later on in the process, in the food plan, you're using bone broth, lots of lacto-fermented vegetables, cultured dairy, moderate amounts of protein, lots of fresh vegetables. What we're eliminating while doing the GAPS diet are all grains and all refined carbohydrates and most sweeteners. We will continue to include raw honey. Certain fruits will be allowed on the GAPS diet. But really the centerpiece of the GAPS diet are these homemade nutrient-dense meat stocks and bone broth because they are filled with the amino acids as well as different fat-soluble vitamins that are so critical for healing the lining of the gut.
Got it. You know, it's very similar to like a paleo, but more in where it's modified specifically, the diet, the foods itself, you're teaching which foods to really enhance to heal the gut lining. I'm sure the amino acids that you're talking about are like glutamine and whatnot. So then when you are making these fermented foods, you're also bringing and restoring the healthy probiotics, the good bacterias, which nowadays we talk a lot about psychobiotics. Psychobiotics are, you know, you probably already know, those probiotics that help with our psychology.
Right, exactly. And so what we're trying to do is teach people how to get them in their food, too.
Right, right. And so you teach how to make these fermented foods, right?
Correct. And how to introduce them. And for many people, we have to introduce them very gradually, because some people can, what can happen is if all of a sudden the population of beneficial bacteria increases too rapidly in the gut, people can experience a lot of die-off symptoms of pathogenic bacteria dying off too quickly. And so in order to avoid a lot of discomfort, we're going to have our clients introduce them very gradually. Same thing with introducing the meat stocks. Many people nowadays have very congested gallbladders because they've been over-consuming a lot of denatured, refined vegetable oils. And they can't always emulsify and break down the fats that are in these rich stews and broths and stocks. So we teach them how to do certain therapies at home that help decongest the gallbladder. We teach them how to make beet kvass so that they can, you know, give support to the liver and the gallbladder. And then we gradually introduce, for instance, cod liver oil is a food supplement that we will use in small amounts, especially in the beginning, because many people, you know, until their gallbladder is decongested, they can't even tolerate something as simple as cod liver oil. So after so much time passes, then we start introducing new foods and support like cod liver oil into the diet.
All of the things that you're talking about are so, you know, this is real food, which I love about is that you're just going down to dense, nutrient-dense, real food. And, you know, what you also follow is the Weston A. Price information as well, combining those fats with the nutrients that you can extract from real food. Now, I understand that, you know, biodynamicwellness.com, you do all forms of not just one-on-one, but you also do online programs. Is that right?
Not yet, but we have some programs that we're working on.
That's great.
Some podcasts
great.
And instructional programs. But we do a lot of work via Skype and phone as well. And then we also teach workshops.
And you're going to be speaking about the GAPS diet at the Wise Traditions 16th Annual Conference. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be talking about supportive therapies for Lyme disease, which, of course, the GAPS diet is the food plan that we use for all of our Lyme disease clients. And following my talk will be Dr. Natasha Campbell-McBride, so she will really elaborate on the GAPS diet as well for the as part of the program for treating Lyme disease.
What day will you be speaking?
I will be speaking on Sunday, November 15th.
Well, we're going to have to remember that because that just you get a double whammy there, you and Dr. McBride. That's phenomenal. Well, wisetraditions.org is where you get more information about the annual conference. And the annual conference, you know, is really under the principles of WestonAPrice.org information. But also, if you want to learn more about Kim Schutte, go to biodynamicwellness.com. Thanks again for being here, Kim. Great information. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.